Nolte, polls show Biden plummeting to third place nationally and in Iowa. By John Nolte on July 5, 2019. Former Vice President Creepy Joe Biden has collapsed to third place in Iowa and nationally, according to two polls. Just a few days prior to last week's debate, a National Change Research poll showed Biden leading the pack among his fellow 2020 Democrat presidential hopefuls with 24% support. Socialist Sanders and Cherokee Warren were not far behind with 22%. But in a poll of 1,185 Democrat primary voters taken post-debate, between June 28 and July 1, this same pollster now shows Biden has collapsed to third place nationally, with just 18% support. Warren is in first place with 22% and Kamala the Bisser Harris is in second with 21%. Crazy Bernie is right behind Slow Joe with 17% support. And Mean Little Mayor Pete Buttigieg sits in fifth place with just 10% support. Fake Hispanic O'Rourke is tied with Limau, Andrew Yang at 2%. What is undoubtedly the most important number from this poll is the Harris surge. Other than Yang, who doubled his support from 1 to 2%, and Warren and Patty O'Rourke, who stayed even at 22 and 2%, respectively, everyone else lost support after the debate. Biden lost 6 points, Bernie lost 5, Genius Pete lost 3. Harris, however, surged 13 points, from 8% to 21%. When asked who most impressed them at the debates, 69% chose Harris. 56% chose Warren, and Biden came in last place with just 15%. That put him behind Buttigieg, 32%, Julian Castro, 24%, and Sanders, 23%. Poor Joe. When asked about the least impressive debate performance, Biden came in second, 23%, behind only Oprah's weirdo, Marianne Williamson, 33%. In Iowa, a crucially important state, the first where actual votes will be taken in early February of next year, one poll has Hair Sniffer dropping to third. The poll of 600 likely caucus voters, a more than respectable sample for that state, taken between June 29 and July 1, has the fake Indian in the lead at 20%, Harris in second with 18%, and Biden in third at 17%. The news is even worse for Bernie, who slipped to fourth place with just 12% support. In this particular poll, Biden's lead in Iowa has slowly withered away, from 37% in September, to 30% in December, to 25% in March, to 17% today. Between March and July, Warren surged from 8% to 20%, and Harris jumped from 9% to 18%. One word of caution. In the five national polls taken after Biden's June 27 debate, he leads anywhere from 19 points to 2 points. In the Real Clear Politics average, his post-debate support dropped 5 points, from 32 to 27%, and he leads his closest challengers, a tied-up Sanders and Warren at 15%, by a still healthy 12 points. There's only been one other Iowa poll taken after the debate and it shows Biden leading by 8 points with 26%. Sanders and Warren earn 16% and 13% support, respectively. Biden, I think, has two problems. His debate performance was dreadful. He allowed Kamala to beta mail him in that exchange about busing, an attack he should have been prepared for. Democrat primary voters, especially the ones so fervent they are paying attention this early, only want one thing out of their choice, and that is a Trump killer. Biden looked old, weak, unprepared, and caught off guard. His second big problem, and this is the one the media won't talk about, is that Biden is no longer the sane one in the group, the moderate, and therefore the most electable. Over the last couple weeks, Biden has hugged many of the extremely insane positions held by his wacko counterparts, including taxpayer-funded abortions, gun confiscations, decriminalizing illegal immigration, outlawing pretty much every gun manufactured today, putting an end to deportations, and giving illegal aliens government-funded health insurance. In a very short period of time, the thing that had set Biden apart from the rabid pack vanished. The thing that would make him an acceptable alternative to Trump disappeared as he exposed himself as just another Democrat extremist. This has undoubtedly cost Biden some support among reasonable Democrat voters, the good people who just want to beat Trump but have not lost their minds, those who do not want to flood the country with illegals and take away everyone's guns. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.